name's Newcomb, Duke Newcomb, and you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast. Take it from me, Duke Newcomb. Either listen to the Game Fix Podcast or go f*** yourself. I don't really care.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woo-hoo.
I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Go, Payday!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here if you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
Yes, and if you are downloading the show, the audio version of the show, which actually I post at the end of every show, thank you for the downloads. We really do appreciate you guys out there. I don't want to, like, single out just the live viewers, right? Like, we got other people that are listening, so a big shout out to them.
Hello from yesterday.
Hello. Also, on the docket is our website, gamefixshow.com. There is a couple of things there you could find on that, as well as amazing articles and stuff like that. But you can also find our social medias, and you can also find our Patreon. So, Verlaine, tell them what they could win. Tell them about the Patreon, what we offer, what they could see, blah, blah, blah.
If you decide to, you know, join our patrons at our Patreon, and that is pretty much by you're monetarily helping us and supporting us.
Yeah.
Any amount is appreciated wholeheartedly. And everything you see, like the podcast, and you see us live and the downloads, it's always, always, always going to be free. This is kind of like letting you a little backstage. Once you get into our tier system, you start getting access to things like our pre-show, our pre-interview audio, where we're talking with the guests before we go on air, just shooting the shit with them, getting to know them, you know, all this stuff. And it's very, very interesting.
Sometimes there's better stuff there than there is in the actual interview.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
And then we've got a little voiceover project we're doing with said people. We always get the our celebrities to voice stuff for us, and that includes certain lines that we're gonna hopefully do something with if their game keeps going.
Well, once we get enough of them, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah, and then you also, when you get to the top tier, which are only limited amounts, you're kind of a co-producer. Bocephus is probably, like I mention him all the time, he contributes probably the most, takes advantage of that position. Oh, yeah. He forwards us stories that we don't know about. He'll like get us interview leads. We've had people on the show because of him.
Yeah.
He can challenge us. You have the power to just say, hey, Dave, I want you to play Resident Evil in VR for a straight hour. We got to do it. And the point of that was to be scary. Maybe some people are like, who gives a shit? So, definitely check it out. Patreon.com/GameFixShow, or you can go to GameFix.com, GameFixShow.com, and it'll be animated right there.
Oh, okay. So speaking of, Bocephus in the house, welcome, as well as Sean as well. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that. So there's one thing you did mention. There are a lot of movie reviews on that Patreon too. So there is.
The round tables.
A lot of round tables. So go check out that extra audio that you didn't get on this free show, which is always free, like you said. So, all right. We got a lot to get to. This past week was the Game Awards. And, you know, we could sit here and talk about, like, who won, who's the nominees. I don't think anyone really cares, especially now that it's after. But what we're going to do is we're actually going to talk about at least most of the world premieres, because I think that has more legs as far as the talk show goes.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. It's a little different than because we used to have our own voting thing, but it's okay. We're going to be doing different things every year now. So
someone needs to come out with something like legit. Like, it's so sad that because there's no other like award, like no one's taken this serious enough that we have an award show solely based on the public vote solely. So it's a popularity contest, you know? So, and that's neither here nor there. You can like it or not,
it's
whatever.
Fine. Yeah.
But the fact that we don't have, you know, one that has like certain season judges, you know, stipulations like, look, in order to vote on this game, you have to have completed it, you know, or you've had to have logged this many hours before even having an opinion, you know, things like that. Like, wow, would that make a difference in these after shows? For real? Like, it would be relevant to talk, but like, you know, half the time it's like, why even argue? Because we know that it wasn't like a legitimate source saying this is a great fucking game.
Right, right. So, well,
so yeah.
So that's why we're going to get to all the new stuff, because there's a lot. There was a lot. I understand you didn't actually watch the Game Awards, right? Did you? You didn't get a chance to?
No, I saw a bunch of highlights from the world premiere. I focused on.
Yeah, I saw like the last 2 hours or so. Like I actually at one point I was like, oh yeah, I forgot it was on. So, there were some pretty good world premieres that I was kind of waiting for, and some surprises that I didn't expect. So we'll get to some of those. Do you want to have sex with Keanu Reeves?
Is that rhetorical?
Take it any way you want. Mm. On top of that, Nintendo sees some court time. Oh yeah, it's about time the tables have turned a little bit on Nintendo. Instead of them doing the suing, they're the ones getting sued. So we'll get to that. Okay, and then at the end, we got to talk about some movies and stuffs, as the Hawkeye final shot. So we got to talk about episode 4 of Hawkeye.
I need to write something down.
Okay,
Write something down to get an arrow sound effect.
Okay. Yes.
Just so when we mention it. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Simple. All right. I like it. Right. Get a little thwip.
So wait. So try it.
Okay. The Hawkeye final shot. I like it. Yeah, I like it. We won't use that one, but yes, I like it. It's a good idea. I'm glad you wrote it down, because we'll totally forget about it if you don't. So, all right, we'll do all that, but real quick, we got to talk about what we've been gaming this week. I went last week. Why don't you go this week first?
Dude, I'm still stuck on Oculus, for real. Like, I keep dabbling in, I did a little Population 1.
Yeah.
I played a little more Blades and Sorcery.
I gotta get that game. That's
such an easy, like, just fuck off for a little bit and just start like, and I started doing the, they have one level that you can do, it's kind of like a dungeon crawler, kind of like it would be the closest thing to a campaign, but you can also set the length of it, like by star, like you can set the difficulty 3 to 2 or 1 stars, and same with the length of it. So I tried that, because I never fooled with the length and made it shorter. And like, I guess you end up at the end shorter, like quicker, which is cool. But I can't beat it. And that's my goal now, because like when the thing goes off, like you're just like in a courtyard, enemies literally can come from any direction. And I don't even know yet how many they will send at one time. So that's what I've been doing in that game. And then I finally started Tales from Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
Hi. Which is cool.
Is it good? Okay.
It's cool. Like I like it so far. Like the beginning is always a little slow. You know, you're getting caught up, and usually how Star Wars games are, you know, you start out with like nothing, and then you end up finding out, oh, I'm a Jedi, or oh, I know this. And so, it's cool. I met C-3PO so far.
Oh, really? It's still cool. Like, is he a good dude?
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Like, it's one of those games where, like, when you're on the level, it's neat to just look around.
Yeah.
And it's all Star Wars-y music and shit. So, like, it's really cool in that aspect. And then, last but not least, the game that you wanted me to try, Elven Assassins.
And how'd you like it?
I like the game. Yeah. I played it for hours. I was playing it for hours. And I understand that there is more, because I was like, at first I was like, okay, I get it. Like, because you have to understand, I just came from playing a game where I'm running around a stadium slaying guys with anything, and now I'm stuck in a spot with just a bow and arrow.
That's fair.
But then as I'm progressing, and then as I'm learning the game, you know, you can buy the different things and upgrades, the abilities and stuff upgrades. Like that. And then once like that fourth dude jumped in randomly, like I saw how, like, even at that point, like how high we were, how frantic it gets. So yeah, it's cool. It's a cool game. I would only play it if you guys were playing it.
Okay.
Like that's how, that's like fair. I would totally sit there and
it's just a
like,
really good multiplayer game. It really is. Yeah. Like, I mean, and I think it makes it a little more fun too when you have like three different angles or more. So
we
I don't
should try the PvP.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Like against each other.
That'd be cool. I'm into that. I'll shoot ya. Yeah. So, well, good. Okay. That's what you've been playing. That's what you got.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
That's what I got.
What I've been playing, I went back to my Xbox, and I've been playing some Game Pass. Yes. Oh, Sean's been playing, episode 3. Nice. Right on, dude. That's cool.
I've been playing that too.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like it's such a great game.
Yeah. Okay, so I started playing some Game Pass games, and of course a lot of the Game Pass games are streamed, you know, streaming. Yeah. So I've actually been playing Skyrim.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Like I was like, you know what? I'll play a little round of that.
Load times are faster too, right?
Oh my god! Oh my god! It's so much faster. Yeah, like load times are like not even 10 seconds. Not even 10. So that's like, what a way to play Skyrim, because what we're used to is like waiting like 2 minutes up to that amount of time. So, but it's fun. It's Skyrim. It's exactly what I remember it being, but it's fun. And I'm really excited because I don't know if I said that on this show, but I never actually beat Skyrim back in the day. I got to the point where it was like one of the last like things to do, and there was a scratch on my disc, and I couldn't.
Oh yeah, you didn't mention that.
So yeah, so now that I can get past it, I'm gonna like get through it as like kind of as quickly as I can. But I don't know. I say as quickly as I can, but you know, you have to travel to each place to fast travel. You know what I mean? So you have to get through the entire map first. But once I do that, it'll just be like boom, 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 boom. So, and man, I'm getting my ass kicked a lot.
the last thing I remember, because I only played that for a little bit, like I appreciate what it is, it's just too big for me. I was like just so determined to kill a giant. But I was only level like 12 or something. And I'm like, I gotta be able to do it. I gotta be able to do it. Yeah, and he'd always hit me, and my body would just soar into space.
I killed a giant, but I was pretty strong. It wasn't like I was, you know, far away, and I was just like just hitting him with arrows. But no, the game is still fun. It's what a great game that is. And if you have Game Pass, it's awesome because you can stream it. You don't even have to download it. It's actually very, very nice. Other than that, another game I played on Game Pass is a weird one called XO1. Is that the one you were thinking I was going to do? Okay, all right, I'm making sure.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
With a little orb.
With a little orb. Ball. But then it flattens into like a disc, and then it comes back up. Like, at first, I was like, what the hell am I doing? And okay, all right, so I'm jumping. All right, cool. I'm flying a little bit. And then I realize that if you fly through the fog, you go even further. So like the storms. So I've actually been going from one end to another without landing.
Yep.
So and it's pretty cool. It's weird. There's no explanation really at all, and you just kind
of
get
the
in
flashes of like space guys.
Yeah. Oh
Jupiter
yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Obviously that's the kind of like the storyline. But I had to figure out that you had to get to a certain point, that like light, and then like ride up the hill. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah? No.
What say it again?
So you know there's that green line
that's every level will have that.
Yeah, that's kind of like you have to stay on that line to get to it. And then once you're there, you kind of like fly on it, and it like shoots you up in space. Yeah. So
into like the next level. And then if you if the pillars, you see the two pillars and you go between those, you get shot out. Like if you go between like certain things, you like get a boost.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that is a weird game, man. Weird. Like I keep waiting for something bad to happen, but nothing. Like,
no, it's just one of those games that you just kind of sit and play it. That's it. Like you just see what's next. And no, I dig it. It's pretty cool. It's definitely pretty cool. So So that's about all I've been playing. I guess we played a little Overwatch too earlier in the week.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
that's okay. But we always do that, so that's not a big deal. So, all right. Well, let's get right to it. I think we should talk about some of the all the world premieres at the Game Awards. I will say this though: the game that me and Jack actually recently completed is It Takes Two. It so happens that became the game of the year, which was kind of a surprise. I did not expect something like that to be game of the year, but I got to be honest, I did play the game. It's awesome. So
Is it exclusive to PS5?
I don't think it is. I think it's on other consoles. I could be wrong.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Sony exclusive. But yeah, that's just. It's so weird.
It's so weird. No, it's on it's on everything.
Okay.
It's on everything. Yeah. Okay. Except for the Switch. It's not on the Switch. At least not yet. I'm sure that'll be on soon. But the game's awesome. You only need one person to own it, and as long as one person owns it, you could like invite someone in. So like Jack bought it a while ago, and he was like, "You should play this game." And yeah, man, we were hooked. It is a very very fun game. So I suggest anyone go and try it, play it, find a friend and play it. It's pretty cool. So, okay. Other than that, there was a bunch of winners and congratulations to all the winners, but whatever. Yeah. First one I want to talk about, if you want, you guys can follow along on our website, gamefixshow.com, because this is where I got the article from, so you can follow along with us. The first one on the article that Mike posted is the official game announcement for Wonder Woman. We just got a cutscene, we got what she looks like, and there's going to be a Wonder Woman game. Okay.
Cool. Did it say who's this from? Does it say who's it from?
Yeah,
from?
Warner Brothers.
But like, does it say anything else other than that? Like, if Rocksteady's doing it? Because remember, they were supposed to be doing another DC game.
Oh, Monolith. Monolith Productions.
Yeah, that's Shadow of War.
Right.
Those guys. So, dude, it's going to be just like Batman. It's going to be just like the Arkham. Which
is awesome.
Is the only way I would ever play a Wonder Woman game is if it was like that. So. Fucking hell yeah, and
well,
she can fly,
just so you know,
and it has a fucking whip.
It intends on using Mordor's nemesis system.
Her fucking rope.
Right.
Dude, that's fucking badass. I'm down. I'm fucking 100% down.
So yeah, that's what I mean. Like at DC movies, we're like, but DC games, I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, you know, dude. And Monolith is fucking so good.
Yeah. So that's cool. It's a weird announcement, but it's kind of a cool announcement. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's cool, dude. I'm down. What's up, Brett? Brett's in the room. He's a patron.
What's up, brother? Yeah, welcome. So, so we're just gonna kind of wait for that. There's no announcement when and that was going to be released. It was obviously only like a 30-second clip of just showing Wonder Woman. That's really all it was. There was no gameplay or anything. So we'll see stuff eventually. But yeah. So I'm excited about it. Yeah,
it'll be the first Wonder Woman game, I think.
The standalone, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's cool. That's good. I think we're kind of all ready for it, you know, especially with all the movies and everything. So people are ready with the Wonder Woman. I think they're ready to do it, you know. The next one I want to talk about, and I know, Verlaine, you want to talk about this one, Star Wars Eclipse. And it says that it's set during the High Republic era.
We have
from
like
the Aquatic Dream, the same guys that made Detroit Become Human. Interesting.
Yeah. We don't have any gameplay or anything. We just see the scenes, and honestly, like, they were just normal fucking Star Wars planets, like ones that could have been actually part of any fucking game they were making. So when you read it, it's just, you know, supposed to be an action adventure game, you know, set in that era. Yeah. And, that's it. And yeah, like sometimes if you do look at the company, if it's, you know, Detroit, right? Becoming human. Detroit. I don't know what else. Yeah. I don't know what else they've done.
I think that's their biggest one as far as I know.
So if it's a game that's like that, I'm probably not on board. That'd be like Star Wars Telltale, dude. Unless it was an official sequel to the movies, like, I would never play it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
That there's a new Star Wars game. I always am. But I mean, there's definitely, I'm still like, I need to see more before I'm,
I guess, 100% on board. Know, for me, because, you know, I'm not huge into Star Wars. I guess I'm waiting for a Star Wars game to, like, speak to me. You know what I mean? And I know I didn't see any cutscenes or anything like that, but this one kind of does, and I want to know more. I definitely do. I want to see what this is all about. It should be good. Yeah, Star Wars Eclipse is the name, is what they've coined it. So, other than that, we have the official trailer release for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Did you happen to see the trailer?
I saw the trailer. Okay. I haven't seen the first Sonic.
Oh, that's still. Right. That's right. Yeah.
But the trailer, I mean, it still looks like a movie I'd see.
Dude.
Like, for sure.
You need to see that, the first one. You're going to really love it. It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. Watch it with your kids, man. It's good. Of course, the second one features Jim Carrey with the new mustache, with the actual Dr. Robotnik mustache. So that's cool. I was like, all right, that's awesome. Kind of stupid, but I'm in. I was expecting him to be kind of fat, but I think nowadays they're not going to do that just because, like, you know, making fun of fat people. But yeah, that, and then, of course, Knuckles, and voiced by Idris Elba. So the Driss is voicing the Knuckles, and of course we have Tails. They pretty much showed Tails, and we got to hear that the voice of Tails is actually Colleen O'Shaughnessy. The original Sonic the Hedgehog sidekick Tails voice. So that's cool. It was actually, like, very good. I was like, okay, yeah, that's good. That works. That totally works.
Maybe if these voice actors actually went and, like, auditioned for the part beat other people out.
I'm sure they did. That's the thing, you know. But, hey, let's have Chris Pratt play Tails. Why not? You know, he's pretty much on everything else, so you might as well just have him do that. Other than that, the one thing I wanted to point out in the trailer is the red biplane from Sonic 2. Which Sonic 2 is my favorite Sonic game, so it's very close to my heart. So, like, when I saw that, I'm not going to lie, I'm a grown man, I had a tear in my eye. I was like, that's awesome. Like, okay, cool. Now I'm, like, really happy. So, looking forward to that. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good one. Whenever that comes out. Did they even have a date? I don't think they did. No.
Yeah, I think, no.
Did they?
Whatever.
I'm not really sure. I could see real quick.
March
31st, 2022. There you go. So there is a date. Sorry. And then apart from that, just announced Sonic Frontiers. That's another world premiere that they featured. It's a new Sonic game. It is the first ever open world Sonic game. I don't know. I want to see more about that. I want to see. Okay. All right. Like, I don't know. Like, I.
You're right.
Yeah, you kind of have a smirk on your face. So when it comes to a Sonic open world game, we're used to a side scroller, right? Like, that's what we're used to. So, you know, when they introduced Sonic 3D, it didn't do well. When they introduced, you know, different, like, Sonic type, like, open world stuff. Is this still happening? No, okay.
You're good.
But open world, how do you feel about a Sonic open world game?
It could work, but they have to get the open world right. I think that's why it always fails. Like, I mean, because look, to even two-dimensionally, like, to get Sonic to really, really work, there's got to be no enemies around, because you've got to be able to like be going so fast that you can like turn and not have to like worry about it every single time. The game would suck. But then you're going to be getting that whole Zelda thing where like it's just a barren landscape. Fucking yeah, you can go fast as fuck, but like there's nothing there if you were to slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a challenge. Like, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. If you could fill it up with, dude, you could make it kind of like Spider-Man, you know, Batman kind of combat with something like that. It could be really fast. It could be, you know, like, oh, I don't even remember what game was kind of like that, but how like the Flash or Superman would move, yeah, like punch, you know, like, so you could do something like that, but then you couldn't have those enemies everywhere unless you were just, you could run through enemies, you know, at full speed, and like it wouldn't matter, and you wouldn't get dinged for the coins. Definitely wouldn't want the coins as part of the thing.
Yeah.
See, they'd have to, the rings, they would have rings. To, I think, yeah. I think they'd have to make it, dude, I don't know. I mean, cause I saw the trailer, it doesn't look like it's like the movie, but no, they would have to make it like in a landscape that's not like, dude, I don't know.
I know, but they got a lot of work, and I want to see how this kind of hashes out. I'm excited. Yeah. I want to see. Yeah. I mean, it's not something that I'm like, oh my God, I got to have this game. But I do want to know about it, and we'll see. It might be good. It might be terrible. There's that too. Yeah. It might be terrible. But obviously, Sega is back. So, yeah. They never really left. It's gorgeous. They never really left. So, the next one I want to talk about is the second installment of Senua's Blade, right? Senua's Blade, whatever.
Yeah.
Hellblade, rather. Hellblade. This is
Senua's Sacrifice.
Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, as they coined it. And, you know, it has the feel of the first one, kind of a creepy gothic feel to it. And I don't know, kind of gives off like a God of War feel too, right? Like that's
yeah, more like horror though.
Yeah, totally. So, cause all the, like the whispering in your head and all that, like that's what makes that game crazy,
yeah.
But it's good. So I'm looking forward to that. Is that on your radar at all?
I didn't finish the first one. Okay. Like, I mean, that's another game that like, I appreciate everything about it. Like the audio was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like it was, the audio did make the game. The graphics were sweet. It was a lot of puzzles. It was really a puzzle game. Yeah. I liked the action. It was a little Dark Souls-y, but there wasn't enough of it for me. The game was kind of slow, and the game was made to be that way in the sense that, like, you know, when you're walking, you're meant to be walking and looking around.
Sure.
You're not meant to like just get to a certain point. You're meant to admire everything around you when you are around it. And, you know, as awesome as that is, it's just like, you know, me, like I'm a run and gun, dude. Like, so yeah, but the fact that they're making another one just says like a lot about the game in itself. Totally. And I mean, what they showed, that gameplay was like crazy. Like,
it looks
just finish the last one, but yeah,
it looks. It's on our website. If you haven't seen the video, it's about a 6-minute video. And yeah, it's crazy. If you've never even heard of it, it took me a while to beat that game too, Sean. Trust me. That game was it was fun. It was definitely fun. It was a lot. It was a lot, but yeah, very, very, very fun. So I'm looking forward to that as well. The next one, I never really played the first one, but I think you did. And we're getting an Alan Wake 2. Do we need an Alan Wake 2? I know the sequel is kind of what's the
American Nightmare.
Yeah, but this is an
actual
Alan Wake 2. Yeah.
Alan Wake is, it's another game that like I didn't play. I don't even know if I played the first one. I think I played the second one only because they gave me them free when I got Quantum Break.
Gotcha.
Because in Quantum Break, the character or Alan Wake is an actual character in that universe. Like he makes shows and books in there. You'll like find them. So, I went and started one of them and it's fucking like from the very beginning, I think I played American Nightmare from the very beginning. The game is crazy. Like, Jesus Christ. Like I just remember starting the game and you're going towards this area and there's just poltergeists or something everywhere.
Oh,
like
God.
Shit's flying around. Like, yeah, it was weird. So I'm a multiplayer guy, and that's something that I would be like, I don't know, man. I wish they would have like focused more on like Quantum Break.
Yeah. Oh my God. A second Quantum Break would be amazing.
They need to. I mean, yeah. There's got to be one. They left totally. That's what they left it open for.
What's Iceman doing? He can't be doing much, right?
Nothing. Yeah, he's not. That universe doesn't even exist anymore.
Iceman. Yeah. Well, whatever. All right, next game. Are you ready for the next game? Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I got to be honest. You know, after playing Guardians of the Galaxy and then seeing this, I'm like, well, this might be just as fun. It's DC, but we're talking DC video game. How do you feel about this? And a villain, Flash.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah,
like because the abilities of everybody, the fact that everybody is very, very different. Did they say if it was single player?
No, we don't know yet.
Because, see, like, if it's single player, then, yeah, that's cool. Like, it'll be totally like Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Which would also be, like, very weird of a coincidence it's that both of those kind of games came out.
It's a Rocksteady game.
So that's a Rocksteady game. So those are the dudes that made the Arkham games.
Right.
And if it's a matter of maybe either switching characters or actual fucking multiplayer, like co-op.
Oh,
million % on board, dude. Yep, if they made one co-op game that worked like that, fuck yes.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I'm with you on that.
This generation could be it.
Yeah, this could be it. I'm looking at it. Obviously, there's a big influence with the Batman games, as you mentioned. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I expect it to be released sometime next year. Yeah, and it will be the first new game in almost 7 years from Rocksteady. That's a long time.
Batman.
Yeah, that's a long time to, like, you know, not have a game out. Yeah, I don't know. All right, moving on to the next thing real quick. They did a little Matrix thing. I don't know, like this. So what it is, is this new Matrix video game or something like that. It's a Unreal Engine 5 experience, as they're coining it, the Matrix Awakens. And I don't know, did you happen to see like any video of this? Cause you can only do it on next gen.
Right. No, yeah. I didn't. I mean, I saw whatever that little trailer was.
It's technically not a video game. It's like I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Hit your mic again. Yeah.
It's hard to describe, but it's, I don't know.
You played it?
Yeah, I did play it. I think it's only like 30 minutes. It's not long. It's free. But you start by talking to Neo and Trinity, and they're like driving around in a car, and you're like in the back seat, and all of a sudden there's, you know, you're driving through, and you start being attacked. At some point, and I have to play it again, but at some point, like, Neo's like gone, and it's just you and Trinity in the car, and Trinity's just driving, and you're shooting. So you can actually shoot. Like, they give you a weapon. You could take out different cars and stuff, but like, it's very like you point, and like the red circle goes right where you need it to shoot, and then, you know, so it's not like
auto-aim.
Yeah, it's like crazy auto aim, but it's like a lot of action, and it feels very much like you're in the middle of a, dare I say, new Matrix video game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what everyone's kind of waiting for now, because, you know, the only thing you could do after the actual gameplay was walk around the city, pretty much. So you're just walking around the city, and that's it. It just looks really good. That's all. Yeah, there's really not much to it.
It's just testing the graphics.
Dude,
they need the Matrix in VR is where they should be. That's where they should fucking right now totally be like focus on right now.
Yeah.
Matrix VR.
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking sweet.
It would be sweet. Yeah. There was a recent interview with Keanu Reeves talking about video games. Actually, I have a clip. Can I play it? So you can hear this. Yeah, so here's Keanu Reeves being interviewed here.
Do you play video games?
No.
No, really?
No.
Even Cyberpunk?
No, I mean, I've seen demonstrations, but I've never played it.
Did you know that in Cyberpunk, they were hacking a character? You were the most requested hack to make a character that you could have sex with be your character?
Yes.
And it got to a point where the game developer said, no, you can't do this because we're not sure if we have permission to do this.
Oh.
But, I mean...
Did you get that? He was excited about it.
I would have been like, is this giving them permission?
Yeah, kind of.
Because if he was like, do it.
Yes, that's awesome.
Then that's like... green light, dude.
It was so funny because like during the interview Carrie Ann Moss is with him and happened to mention that she would not want that like even though it's and then so it's so funny like after she said she didn't want it Keanu's like but it'll be like your digital self and it'll be like he's trying to justify
yeah,
it
just like
no
pitching
no
the
I'm good
idea.
I'm good
come on
yeah.
Man
yeah, yeah but like it's pretty funny I love Keanu. Keanu's the best, he really is. So yeah, I mean, obviously, when The Matrix comes out this month, yeah, we'll definitely do a review show of that on our Patreon. So look for that for sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So other than that, real quick, the Among Us had a little announcement. And, you know, whatever, Among Us, whatever. But it's Among Us in VR, which makes total sense. I'm in.
Yeah,
let's play it.
I don't know. I will definitely try it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's still like in the end going to be like Among Us.
Well, be like, that's all right, it is. It. Yeah, that's all it is. But
instead now, like you get to like. But see, here's the thing, dude. If it was you're the Among Us character, so even though we're moving, I'm sure that like even though you're moving doing a task, I still see the Among Us character.
Yeah.
So. If it was real characters, then you could actually like work on faking it and looking inconspicuous. But otherwise it's like, you're going to look like that character no matter what.
Just a different color. It's just like, I don't know. It's fine. Whatever. I think a lot of people had some free time when it came to the coronavirus lockdown.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, let's do this. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. And then last but not least, I want to talk about
Bocephus challenges us to do that game.
To do that, okay.
Among Us in VR.
Sorry, Verlaine. You this is what he does, and he's allowed to do that. And we will definitely play that. And you'll have to broadcast it too. So you have to.
I will.
Yeah. So
I'll stream it.
You could watch us doing it. Okay. The last one I want to mention. Ew. No, maybe not like that. Last one I want to mention is. Dune Spice Wars.
With a name like that.
Yeah, it's a real-time strategy game it's a spin-off of the first Dune. Yeah, that's what it is. So 24 years later, we got this. This game will be available early access 2022. But no official date has been released. I don't really care for Dune. I have no.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not for me. It really isn't. Not for me.
I couldn't. And I mean, with a name like Spice Wars. It doesn't. You can't just add wars to something and make it sound cool. Like Spice Wars, I cannot take that. Sounds to me
like a porno.
It definitely just sounds like
you've seen Star Wars, check out Spice Wars, and that's
only on Spice.
Yeah,
because that was a channel.
Remember that channel? I mean, I don't know anything about it.
Spice Wars. That's just like
Spice Wars.
A porn bracket.
Yeah, pretty much. Spice Worlds. Wars. Whatever. Go get your war on. I guess all those Dune people are like, yes! Yes!
Finally!
Whatever. The movie was boring. Move on.
The game should have came out on Atari. Even now, probably would have sold more if it came out on Atari today.
That would be
people would be like, "Oh, sweet,
we're getting a new Atari game." Yeah, probably not though.
New Atari game, sweet.
In other news, Activision Blizzard. It seems like something happens new every week. And this is no exception. Instead of Activision Blizzard going to their employees and commiserating and saying, okay, let's work this out, let's do this, instead they sent out an email pretty much saying, consider the consequences of unionizing. So they're discouraging their employees, and honestly, it's a weird move. I don't really know how I feel about it.
Look, I mentioned in our little group, like,
yeah.
I mean, what the hell was wrong? Look, not to play devil's advocate, but once the first one came out, like, internal information leaked, find that fucking person.
Well, no, they did find it, actually. If you read the other comment from Gina.
Yeah, but she resigned, but I'm saying right. It took this long and this much information to keep coming out for them to be like, dude, yeah, there's somebody among us leaking information. Let's keep giving out information that fucking totally like is bad for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the next email they get is like, execute Order 66.
Yeah, something like that.
All the computers shut off. All the power shut off. Power comes back on and only 1/3 of the people are alive.
But at this point, Bobby Kotick is still CEO at Activision Blizzard.
It's going to be some fucking record.
Yeah, I think so.
Lawsuit.
I think what they're hoping is that eventually the storm passes and then whatever, but I don't think it's going to pass anytime soon. Obviously, because the other news that actually we didn't mention as far as the video game awards, like, you didn't really see anything other than if they were a nominee. They didn't show anything. We announced that the game awards took a stand against workplace environment like that. So so they were pretty much banned from this year's game awards.
And then again, I was like, well, someone there at the company is probably like, eat my balls, because we have BlizzCon. Like,
yeah,
that's why BlizzCon exists, guy. But they get the point. Everybody gets the point.
That's true.
I do respect it. Like, you know, you don't want to fuck over the devs that actually was like, they were working on this, not knowing what the hell is going on. Well, their comrades are getting touched in the bathroom or whatever it was. They shouldn't have to suffer. The people who were going over, like, getting the abuse, they were still working.
Yeah.
So their game shouldn't have to suffer.
I agree.
Their product shouldn't have to suffer.
I agree with that.
So I guess that's like fair to, like, you know, show the games if there was a game.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We ask only that you take time to consider the consequence of your signature on the binding legal document presented to you by the CWA. This guy. I guess this guy was a former Trump administration official, and he's now the chief administrative officer at Activision Blizzard. There you have it. Not that that really means anything. You can take that with any way you want. I'm not going to say what that means. So.
So real quick,
I
think it's a valid discussion. Brett brings up the topic that Halo campaign is out.
Yes.
Now for us,
because
we're
right
part
now
of Game Pass. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We have Game Pass. So it's kind of free,
mm-hmm,
but also in turn, the free beta multiplayer was free, but it's free for everybody.
Sure.
So is it worth buying the campaign if that... the multiplayer is free?
I would have to say, wait on that. I think if unless you're like a Halo freak and you just need the Halo and that's fine, do what you gotta do.
It won't go down though. Look, Halo is kind of like Nintendo. Like, Halo for a long time, like, I mean, look how long it took them
I'm not talking about the price
PC
going down. I'm talking about reviews coming out.
So I would say
look for those. If it's something that you're into, then do it. I don't know. Make your best. I wish I had a better answer, but I'd say make your best educated guess for that.
I think it depends on the gamer. And at this point in life, like, you have gamers like me and gamers like Dave. When it comes to something like this, like, Dave would probably play through a campaign of a multiplayer first. I won't even touch the campaign to some of my favorite first person shooters, like Battlefront 2. I barely played it. But that's me. I'm all about multiplayer and I'll judge a game. So when I'm saying like, oh, Call of Duty, big fucking deal, that's because I'm basing it on the multiplayer, which is really the same it's always the same. I never play the campaign. In this instance, dude, I don't know, man. I honestly think that it could end up on sale because whether people know it or not, Bungie makes dumb moves.
Yeah.
I mean, first and foremost, taking out split screen co-op. Now, important to a lot of people, sure. But it was enough. It explained a lot. It showed off a lot about the console itself. Mm-hmm. Like, they used up all the resources to make the game so much that they couldn't even do split screen.
Yeah.
Which was a bad mistake.
Yeah, I think so.
So they decide to put it in this one, and then they do this weird whatever the fuck they're doing. We see Call of Duty has Warzone, and then they're still releasing games. It's almost like they were a little too late to the party and decided, let's just make all the multiplayer free.
Yeah.
And I think there might be a couple games that do it, but like, dude, in terms of Halo, it's a double-edged sword. It's enough of a franchise and big enough of a franchise where it has a fan base that will buy the game, even if it was only campaign, because they want the story.
Yes.
But also, it's been around long enough to burn out everybody who used to be like me and you. We used to play it up till 3 or 4, and it got so repetitive that we just stopped playing. So we will never now play this. They should have tagged on the multiplayer as part of it, because there would have been more of a chance that I would have had to have been forced to buy the campaign, even if I only wanted multiplayer.
Yep.
And multiplayer is what makes the games have such replay value. Do they really think people just keep replaying the campaign over and over and over again?
Let me tell you this. There was an announcement about the campaign. Let me read it for you. It says, the post game does give you the option to keep exploring the wider environment. But for missions like the first two, where you're not on the ring yet, which is, I'm guessing it's like right before you start the main game, you can't replay from the same saves file. You'd be able to get any remaining FOBs, targets, and audio logs, but the main story missions would not repeat, so there's no game plus. You'd have to start a completely new game.
It'd be like Destiny, but without the enemies spawning to kill.
Right. Yes. I don't know. I think
there's no point in doing that.
Yeah, and
there's no point in doing that.
I feel like with just that news alone makes me not want to buy the campaign.
Right.
That's where I'm at. So I don't know.
Yeah. Why not just make it an open world kind of game then? Because
we gotta be different because we're Halo.
Right, but see, again, nobody's going to like their campaigns are kind of long. And I mean, I'm not saying nobody, but I'm just using it as a general, like nobody's going to go and just keep repeating the campaign in a Halo game over playing multiplayer, which always lasts.
Right.
So to think that people, like, first of all, people did give a shit, but to think that people would want to just do that instead of restart the game and maybe do the missions over, like, why would you think that's a better choice than letting them just blow through mission one with all their fucking weapons?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, we'll let you do mission one, but we're going to strip it of everything at all. Like, you can just walk around pretty much, pee on shit, put some bullets. So yeah, I don't know. I think they're just, I'm interested to see what happens. I don't even know what the fuck to think about this model of this business model of gaming. It's not, it doesn't even make sense.
It's just a way to make more money. That's all they did. Like, that's all it is.
They could have made more, I think, if they would have given the campaign free and made the multiplayer something to pay for, because that's where the esports are. That's what people play after the game is over. They play, people that love Halo, I've never met someone who's like, dude, I love Halo so much. And they're like, all I do is play the campaign.
No one does that.
No. Like even balls to the wall,
even I don't
in multiplayer. I would never even think that, oh, this guy said he's good at Halo. I bet he can fucking breeze through the third level. Like, fucking no problem. Dude, the fifth level, man.
Oh, it's so hard, bro. Yeah.
Like, you just have to be a speedrunner at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. So, good luck. Good luck to them.
Game Pass. So, maybe it's just their stupid, weird, fucked up way of saying, just get Game Pass. Get Game Pass, even for the price of 1 month of Game Pass, get it, which is $16.
Yeah.
And then play the campaign via the cloud, mind you, I'm pretty sure, so you don't even have to download it, and then cancel your fucking subscription. You just got the campaign for $16.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you cancel it, then you don't have it anymore, but yes.
But I'm saying you
play
the campaign,
you play through it.
And then, multiplayer is free, so there you go. You just... now you have what
and then
you
whatever
need.
You have left in the rest of the month, you could play other games that are on Game Pass.
Hell yeah.
That's a good call. That's a way to do it.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do this. Why not? There is, how about a new trailer from GTA 5?
Oh, man. Hell yeah. That's so crazy.
They are still making GTA expansion. And this comes as kind of a surprise. I didn't expect that to happen. But Franklin, the one character in Grand Theft Auto 5, it is like a... I don't know, like a sequel, right?
It's definitely a sequel. It's the sequel that everybody was fucking rumored about like years ago.
So it's a DLC. It's called Franklin and Dr. Dre's Story is what they're calling it. Cool. So Dr. Dre is the guest star.
Yeah. That means original music.
Yeah, which means I will be downloading this game again to play it. Because
this is a game they need to get on Game Pass on the cloud so I don't have to fucking download it.
That's probably fair. Although I kind of want to try it on the PlayStation 5.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to experience that. So, but this looks pretty cool. I don't know. I'm really interested in this. Like I said, features Dr. Dre. I mean, like, hell yeah.
And this is going to come out probably in 22, right? Years.
No, this comes out
this month.
This week.
Okay, so either way, 9 years
or is that,
after the game comes out, not only are they still updating it and still putting in multiplayer modes.
The GTA Online, the contract, it comes out on the 15th. So yeah, there's no date when... Oh, no, I take that back. No, December 15th. No, that's when it comes out.
All right, so either way.
Yeah, my bad.
That much time has gone by, and they've done, you know, the DLC, I mean, the updates, the multiplayer shit, all these new kind of vehicles and different modes of just playing the game, things you can own, things you can do, and fucking campaign DLC.
Yeah.
Sequel campaign DLC. This is how you make a game. And they've proven it because they are the most money-making thing ever. They are still making money selling their pay-to-win shit.
Yep.
They're like, you know what? Fuck
they're,
you guys.
They're the most blatant.
Don't buy it then.
They're the most blatant.
Yeah. And they have the greatest game. And if the game was in VR, I would buy it again. Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean, and they're supporting the shit out of it. Dude, this is the way to go because if they were smart, there would be no GTA 6. GTA 6 would just be another update that goes onto the game.
Yep.
Because they have everything there. You honestly, like, when they added the first person perspective, like, I saw how beautiful the game was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's near amazing. Battlefront beautiful.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't really get more than, you can't get, like, they've got it, dude. Yeah. Like, the game is perfect.
Yeah, and that
everything is perfect.
And they're expanding years later after release. So that I mean, it's cool. So, yeah, there you go. Look for that. Next thing I want to talk about real quick is a Nintendo got a little their own medicine, if you will. In this case, Nintendo got sued. Yes, it's true. Nintendo got sued, and they did lose. There's no doubt they did not win this case. Pretty much what it states in the ruling is the Nintendo is ordered to stop the practice of requiring consumers to waive the right to cancel their pre-order within 14 days. So once you pre-order it. In the past, that was it. You couldn't say, you know what, I'm good. I don't want it anymore. It had to go through. Like it was all you already paid for it. It was done. So they were pretty much sent a cease and desist note, which they usually send out to other people. Pretty much stating that's not good. We're not. You can't tell people that they can't like get their money back before the game even comes out. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of stupid, but the company is threatened with fines up to 250,000 euros, so which is roughly 200,000. per violation or imprisonment for up to 6 months for the general manager if this is not taken into account. So it's pretty serious. I guess you could say it's pretty serious.
Do you know, like, I watched a video today and I learned that when the Nintendo 64 came out and they were making Mario 64, yeah. They were doing all the work for the camera views. You know how the camera views are always weird, like different kind of like, so they did their research and they found out, like, once they were like, this is what we want. Like, this is the kind of shit we want per level, whatever. They found out that, which this is another, I guess, another topic, but Sega had a patent already owned for switching camera views in games. Okay. So I don't know what that means, but it existed. And Nintendo, good old Nintendo that we know and love, mm-hmm. this is what they said. They're like,
please,
let's risk it. Put the game out anyways and see if they fucking find out. That's Nintendo, the people that won't even let these fucking people do fan-made games. They fucking were like, dude, well, we'll see. We might get sued. We might not. And that's exactly what everybody else is doing. Yeah. And they just sue the shit out of them. Sega didn't do anything.
Yeah. They got a little their own medicine. Although it's obviously not a break for, you know, a make or break for Nintendo, but it's definitely something they need to take under consideration for sure.
As part of that, they also couldn't figure out, because they were building the console and Mario 64 and the controllers at the same time. They were actually using and modeled the Nintendo 64 controller off of a Sega controller that had analog before anyone did. That was the controller they were using to test their Mario game.
Yep.
Crazy. And they still don't own them.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. You know, Nintendo, whatever. Nobody feels bad, so all right, anything else you want to talk about before we move on to some movie TV
I think that is it. We'll just go with that's it.
Okay, all right. You know what, real quick, I wanted to mention Ubisoft NFT. You know what an NFT is?
Yes.
A non-fungible token, which in this case happens to be a helmet that's free, technically, and it's a part of the Ghost Recon Breakpoint. But do you know how you can attain it?
Buy it?
No, you cannot buy it. You can only play the game to get proof that you've played it. But you have to play the game for 600 plus hours and show proof that you did that, and then you can get the helmet.
Nice.
I feel like that's, like, why would anyone want to do that? But I'm telling you right now, people will do it.
They're serialized.
Yeah.
They're in-game serialized. So
they have, like, a number on it, right?
So, I mean, look, I'm not familiar with this territory, except for it's the reason why I stopped playing PC, really. When Counter-Strike brought on all those fucking customizations and, like, whatever the fuck it is that they're buying and selling, like, like the skins and shit, like, same with Team Fortress. When they started doing all that hats bullshit, and I just got out of the game.
Sure.
So I don't know, but it also to me seems like it's, like, almost like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that now?
Yeah.
That's almost like a PC kind of thing. Like,
they're saying, it's funny, I even had a conversation with my brother earlier this week about it, that NFTs are kind of the future, especially when it comes to, like, gaming and online presence. I don't know. Like, this is, there's definitely something there. I don't think a lot of people are even aware of it.
Yeah, I think that, like, it will only work with the right. Here's doing it for a game like Overwatch or League of Legends or even Counter-Strike. Yes.
Yeah.
Doing it for a game like Ghost Recon, where the fucking last one bombed, like, no, because the next one will come and this one will go away. This isn't a series that you can just have one and it's forever. So that if you earn that, play 600 hours of this game, by that time, the next one's probably out or on the way. and then you get no use out of your little fucking exclusive shit. And they say that you can trade and sell, but that means this has to be transferable for all the games in the future.
Yeah.
Which only puts a burden on the developers, I'm sure, in some stupid way. I don't know, man, because like I've heard that from, I guess not, so people in the digital world, you know, yeah, it's like the future and it makes sense of what they're trying to do. They're just trying to like,
welcome you know, to the future. But,
like the physical business people, like in like the real world, quote unquote, like I'm not being sarcastic or cynical, but they think it's just fucking just worthless. And it's just really like weird and just not really a thing.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, but the means behind it, everybody wanted. That's why, you know, we had that whole thing with radio where like they were for a second, like musicians didn't know that like, they wanted more money for each song played and all that shit. Like this is kind of like, but people have to understand that sometimes you just can't like, you can't just be like, hey, you know, you own this digital thing that can be copied. Like, I don't know, man.
But technically it can't be.
This one can't, yeah. And so like in this, but again, just like the people that would spend real money on loot boxes even to this day, you know, something like that, like now when they throw, like, look, when they throw down those cool emotes, which is all I am, I'm a sucker for the good emotes that cost real money for like that sponsor the esports teams, like the Lucio DJ set one.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, like that's cool. It looks cool. It's supporting something. I'll buy it. You know, if it was rare, more power to me. Like when they did the fucking Mercy, the Heart Mercy, you bought that shit. That's rare. You have it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. But like, does it really matter?
Mm-mm. No.
You know, like it, like even when I see that, I'm just like, oh, that guy's such a hero for doing that. I'm like, oh, look, I'm not even like paying attention.
Yeah, it's just to say you did it. It's just, like, you know what I mean? I think that's all that is. And I think a lot of people like that. They want,
you know, those
that.
Star Citizens guys are going to eat this shit up.
They're already there, though. They've been doing
NFTs
it for
probably all over their property.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely. It is because you can buy, you know, a ship that is, you know, one of a kind for like $200,000. Oh, man, I only need to sell one. And then I'm pretty good for a while, at least. Yeah. So yeah, but that's look for NFTs. If you don't know what that is, please look it up. This could be the future. It really could be. I think there's something there. I don't know what I can do with it, but you know, other than buy some, I guess.
What gets me is when there's the NFTs that are split amongst a group of people, like those dudes who did it with the video games. It's like, so you have a bunch of investors into one physical item.
Yeah.
You still don't own that item then. The NFT is kind of by default not working because it's not exclusively yours. It's a group of people own it.
Yeah.
Which still makes kind of sense, but like, I don't know. Whatever. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future. Yeah. So, all right. So we got some TV movie news. You ready?
Yes.
The quick one that we're going to bring up is Netflix canceling Cowboy Bebop after one season. I'm not that sad because I'm not really, really big into Cowboy Bebop, but I know a lot of people are kind of upset about this, kind of sad about this, but from what I've read, the show was not that entertaining, and so okay, that's fine, whatever. I would imagine though a show like this that has a name like that, that has a following like it does, some other streaming companies to pick it up. Yeah, something.
Hulu would have been the only one, unless you want to go even cheaper, like Crackle or some shit. Or what's the other one? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm not even trying to knock it, but I've tried to watch Cowboy Bebop, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
When it was on Adult Swim. It's pretty ridiculous, and it's what, like from the 70s?
Yeah.
And now they're making a movie, so not only is it like a decade that's almost forgotten, like, you're also like such a cultural thing. Like, yeah, you have the diehard fans, but most of those people are like older than we are.
Right.
So I don't know. I next time just pick a better property.
That's probably a better idea.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, do research. I mean, even the Ghost in the Shell things didn't do phenomenal. Like, you have to pick and choose. Like, yeah. I bet they're awesome. I think they would have been done better if they were dubbed.
Yep.
Like, that's something that people could have got on board with. I wanted to see whatchamacallit with the magic guy and the robot brother. I can't even believe I can't fucking remember the name of it.
The magic guy, the robot brother.
Yeah. Oh, Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh,
I was kind of right just describing it.
Well, yeah, it is kind of right. Yeah.
So, yeah, like they made a movie of that. I still want to catch that. But again, if it was like, that's even like, it didn't even like do good. Dude, you could probably make a movie of Yu-Gi-Oh! And it's not going to do like phenomenal.
That's too bad.
Hulu, they should have debuted on Hulu. I bet Hulu could have pitched it because that's where they have a lot of the Japanese stuff.
Yeah, I don't. Stuff. I barely watch Netflix anymore. I don't remember
that's the thing too. Like, how do you bomb on Netflix when it's when if you like with me, Netflix went in waves. You watch everything and then you cancel it because there's nothing new, and then you come back to it and there's a bunch of new shit.
Yeah.
So if you're watching it and you watch everything and then this show comes up that has some buzz again about it and there's nothing else really on, how do you fucking bomb? Because people are almost forced to watch you because you're all that's there. Yes. And you still didn't do good.
Yeah. So
because I mean, look at like Mortal Kombat. Look, Mortal Kombat, if it was just released in theaters like normal day, like the new one, it would not have done as good as it did being free, because people could just, even though it was whatever they thought about it, it was going to match up to free no matter what.
Yeah.
So they were going to be pleased with it. They came out on the right format. That format did better for them than the move than straight up theaters exclusive.
I agree. But
if they would have came out exclusively,
especially with the pandemic as well. So, I mean, you have to, you have to factor that in as well.
If I think if Mortal Kombat even came out exclusively on Netflix, it wouldn't have done as good.
I agree.
As coming out on as it did.
HBO Max, yeah. Yep. So, all right. Well, the next sort of news I want to bring up is The Last of Us, the HBO series that's coming out, obviously based on the video game, What The Last of Us. They just announced that playing the character of Bill, and if you know The Last of Us, then you know who Bill is. I'm guessing, Verlaine, you don't know who Bill is.
He's the main character, right?
He's not the main character, but he's like, he's kind of he kind of helps them at a certain point of the game, like to get through a certain point. But they have casted Nick Offerman to play as Bill, which is a great ad. I think Nick Offerman's very talented. I think there's a lot we don't know about him as far as, like, you know, we know he's funny. You know, he's obviously a comedian, but it's going to be a serious role for him. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's a good addition for the show, for sure.
So do you think it's a little risky for Sony as like the gaming side to be, you know, working on two of their huge properties in the theatrical form without having one out there to be like, this is what we can do? Like, I think it's kind of risky that they're working on two of their biggest shits. What if they both fail? Because they've never, you know what I'm saying? They've never look at Ratchet and Clank. You can say, okay, well, it was all anime, so there you go. But part of it could be the fact that, like, you know, like, it wasn't, some fans don't want, you know, an animated or a feature length, you know, maybe it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, though. I mean, we already know that done the right way, video games fucking can be good movies.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not really in Sony is needing a bigger splash to counteract Xbox Gaming Pass. Yeah, they've been talking about something. I don't know if it's actually happening, but yeah, we'll see. I would say in the next year or so they might make some kind of announcement, but I don't know.
It's too late. They can't catch up because they didn't make their games enough of their games digital. They're not already logging people's like past stuff, possibly by transaction. I think that it just might be a lot of work for them at this point to like catch up, like on the back end of everything.
Yeah.
Like to be like, okay, even if they flipped the switch and said, okay, everybody, it's all backwards compatible. Then everybody's like, damn, what games did I actually get before PlayStation 4? I don't know. Probably nothing. Yeah. Like not a lot. because, you know, Sony was the side of keep everything physical. So that kind of burned them in the fucking ass.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
They'll have to make their actual console readable, and that's just hacking, dude.
And they don't want to do that. I'm telling you right now, they don't. Yeah, so I don't know. Next thing I want to announce, actually, it was premiered on the Game Awards. It is a series that's coming from Paramount Plus. I don't know if that's a good thing. We just kind of talked about how Hulu might be the best, but where does Paramount Plus land in that realm of?
Hulu only because they have when they started and they were like, I use them. Yeah. They had a lot of anime.
Yeah. Okay.
Before whatever there's another one that's
before,
out now.
Before any other service did have it.
Right. Right. They had, they stocked up on anime and a lot of overseas dramas and stuff.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Paramount, I mean, they, right now it's just, I don't know really.
Well, Paramount, plus they did a little, first look trailer, and it is, for the Halo series. Halo, the series, I guess is what they're coining it as. And we got a really good shot of Master Chief, and it looks really good. It looks legit.
The music, I was the characters.
Okay, all right.
This is one of those shows that gets you to try out Paramount Plus and then turn it off when you're done. There are a couple things I wanted to watch that it had. Very interesting. They have Captain N and Super Mario Brothers 3, the animated series, which was kind of cool for me.
Yeah. Awesome.
But outside of that, they have the Bill and Ted's.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They have Bill and Ted's. Yeah. But like, honestly, like I had it for like a trial and I watched like one movie. I can't even remember what made me go on there. And then after that, I was like, I never found any, I mean, there's stuff to watch, but not enough to validate having the whole thing when I already have Disney,
of all these
HBO,
other streaming
Hulu,
services.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
Right, right. Well, there you go. I think,
but it looks sweet. It looks like a sweet show.
It looks cool. I think they might have nailed it, but you know, we got to see more about it. So, the acting could be terrible.
Dude, if Halo succeeds and fucking Last of Us doesn't.
Yeah. I think Halo has a better chance of succeeding than The Last of Us, to be honest.
Been around longer.
Yeah.
Yep. More games.
I'm thinking, but we'll see. We will see. Okay, let's go to the MCU. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go to the MCU. Well, it confirmed Kevin Feige, the pretty much Marvel's boss, has confirmed that Charlie Cox will be MCU's Daredevil after all. We need that.
Fisk is in it. And yep. Don't you think it's a coincidence that this is when he announces that after that episode comes out that is very Netflix Marvel-ish?
Yep.
And Kingpin might be in there. And it's very, very, very heavily about the loss of sight and hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the fighting, they're canceling people's hearing and sight on purpose.
Getting you ready.
Yeah.
Getting you fired up for it. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that. I want to see what that's all about. Although I wasn't really into the show, the Daredevil show. Although I've been told that's like the best one. But
Daredevil. Yeah. Like I never watched Jessica Jones. Daredevil was the first one I watched, and then Daredevil, I was like, "Fucking, this is sweet." And then I watched Power Man, Luke Cage, which was I had to force myself through a lot of that one. But then
I got through four episodes.
Season two of fucking Daredevil came out, introducing the fucking Punisher. If two characters need to come out of that, it's Daredevil and the Punisher.
Yeah,
because this Daredevil, like, it's the coolest Daredevil you'll ever see. It's the most believable Daredevil you will ever see.
What about Affleck?
No, dude, this dude is like, and the hallway scenes, I hope everybody saw that last.
I did see the hallway.
I was talking about. And you saw the car scene in Hawkeye. Did you go back and see like what I was talking about?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was just one cut.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, well let's get into it. It's the Hawkeye final shot. There you go. we don't have it yet, so you have to do it. This episode 4 premiered on Wednesday, and what did you think? I feel like I'm even more into it after this episode.
Yeah. I am into it. Kind of like Winter Soldier. Like, it's like, it's not even like now, it's not even whether I'm into it or not. Like, I'm on board. Like, yeah. I'm totally just waiting to see. Like, there's nothing they can do right now that would make me not want to finish this series.
Yeah.
I think it was, it's very interesting how they keep bringing up Black Widow no matter, like through the whole series, it's always like he's having his flashbacks about her, and she's like very important in this, even though she's not.
Right.
Well,
to him.
The chemistry between the both of them, between Kate Bishop and Hawkeye, is fucking awesome.
It's good.
I love it because it's exact opposite.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, there was no but. It's just sweet. I didn't watch Black Widow.
Okay, that's fine.
So the ending didn't have as much of an impact.
Well, it's. Do you know who that is?
Yes,
Natasha Romanoff's sister, adopted sister, or whatever. That puts a whole different twist on it. He thinks that she's part of the Red Room still, but I don't think that's the case. So I guess we'll find out more because if you saw the movie, and I know you didn't, but if you saw the movie, the Red Room was destroyed. Pretty much. So, I know.
Well, he said that somebody hired her.
Right.
Like, they have a hit on them. So, like, I mean, she's out to kill. She would have already known, at least seeing Hawkeye, the moment she saw him, she would have known and either backed off or not.
Sure.
And she didn't.
Yep.
But who was the hit on? Him or Bishop? Because
I think
what's her name, Maya, didn't even know.
Yeah, I think it's him because she found that list. Kate Bishop found that list in that apartment, and it was Clint Barton, and then his entire family.
Oh yeah.
So I think it's him. I do. So obviously, it really showed the dynamic between Kate Bishop and Hawkeye that they're actually good. Good teammates, like they're good for each other. She's a little over the top, and I think that's what he's trying to get past because he's very low key. She is not. So,
I want to see their costumes.
Oh yeah, yeah. When I love that they brought in the LARPers, they're gonna make them a new costume. But obviously, we've seen the costume. It's on the front of the intro screen, right? Aren't they standing back to back and they're wearing
so
we've already seen it, I want to see how it's like implemented, and like will he put it on when he first gets it, or will he kind of like fight it? I think he's gonna fight it at first, but then he's just like, all right, whatever.
So
but okay, so we found out that Jack, her mother's fiance, is like one of the leaders of the tracksuit gang. Like he is almost like the head of it.
Yeah.
So that puts a new twist on things. Obviously, her trying to convince her mother that this guy is a bad guy is not working. And but we'll see more. Also, if you noticed. Hawkeye did take his sword back.
Yeah, he got us.
He got it back.
So the sword and the suit.
So Jack knows it's missing now.
So,
and
Ronan's gonna come back.
And he finally admitted to Kate that he was Ronan.
Yeah.
We got that.
Ronan, he's gonna dress up as Ronan again. I know it.
Yeah.
He's got to. And yeah, I bet Fisk put the hit out on him.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, who else could it be, right? It's got to be someone with money. That's the only thing that they would make any sense in the whole matter. But it's the show is great. I love the scene with where she like comes over to his apartment and they just like hang out, watch movies and stuff. And he's like teaching her some things. Talk about like he can knock somebody out with a quarter.
Oh yeah, with the flick dude, I could do the flick penny, but not. I can't like aim it like.
Oh yeah, and he's like, of course, you know. But like, she kind of does it, and she gets a hang of it. So I'm like, okay, like, you know, she definitely has the skill that he does, but she's just young, you know, and she's just, you know, she needs to slow down. I think is really what it comes down to. But yeah, so but obviously her ways do work. Sometimes they don't, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, it's good. Anything else you want to say about the episode? I think I moved everything.
No, I'm just waiting for Fisk and Daredevil. That's it.
It's happening.
And I don't even know why. Like, who gives a fuck?
How many episodes? Is it six?
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was just six.
Let me look that up real quick. Yeah, six episode run. So yeah, I mean,
this next one we're gonna see this. The end of next week's is going to reveal one last new character, unless they're planning on, I don't know, making this part of something bigger.
I think Daredevil. I think it's too early for Daredevil. I don't see him.
When does Spider-Man come out?
This month?
This weekend?
The 17th, I believe. Yeah, this weekend. Yeah.
Is it after Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing, dude.
That's
put him in Hawkeye because he's going to end up in Spider-Man.
The MCU is very good at timing out their shows with.
And I don't care what. Yeah, and people have said it, and there is that scene, and like, there's no real. It only makes sense, and who gives a shit if he says no, he's not in it, because it doesn't fucking matter what they say. But again, I always come up with dumb shit, and it doesn't. Like, they didn't save Spider-Man because of it, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
that's true.
But yeah, dude, I'm even just Fisk would be great, because he's a good bad guy.
Yep.
He is like, and that's what the MCU's. Yeah, they still need good bad guys.
Obviously,
and like,
yeah, we got a good introduction to him, especially if you don't like read the comic books or anything like that. In Spider-Man, Spider-Verse,
the game.
Yeah,
the movie. He's been in the movie. He was in the game too.
Yeah, so we know who he is. Everyone's aware. I think they've kind of, everyone's kind of been coached up on who it is. So if they do introduce it here, I don't think people would like argue it. I think they were like, we're ready
he's
for
just
it.
Super strong. Yeah, and yeah, you're right. He's been in different mediums, so people wouldn't be like, who's Kingpin? Yeah.
Although I love how they draw Kingpin in the Spider-Verse, where he's got the big shoulders.
Like,
and it was so cool. Yeah, I thought it was very cool how they did it. But anyway. All right. Well, that's about wraps it up. Wraps are all up in a bow. Next week we'll have episode 5 of Hawkeye. And Verlaine, you say there's going to be a new character.
It's got to be now.
It's got to happen now. Yeah,
they got to introduce it and then be able to use them in one episode.
I don't think Natasha's sister is after them. I don't think she is.
He put down his bow and then she left.
Yeah, I think she was.
But she deliberately started attacking him.
Maybe she didn't know who he was at first. I don't know. It's hard to believe. I don't know.
I just don't think that she's the big. She can't be the big get. She can't be.
No.
She could, I guess. I maybe they just misfired on that. But, like, yeah, I was kind of disappointed only because I knew who she was, but it's like, damn, I wish I at least watched the movie so it could have some sort of impact on, like, seeing her.
Well, you're in luck.
But that's cool you're because she can.
You can go watch that movie anytime you'd like.
So. Maybe. I still think video games is more important.
That's fair. I can't argue that. This is a video game podcast after all. So. All right. I think that'll wrap it up. Like I said earlier. So please, if you guys, Captain America, is that Captain America shield? Or?
Yeah, I only did that to see if it would actually put the icon on there.
That's cool.
That's Twitch icons.
I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in live. That's awesome. Thank you to all the people that downloaded the show as well. We really, really do appreciate your downloads. Please tell one friend. That's all. Tell one friend about us. That's how we get bigger. In order for us to get bigger, we need you. So do that, and we would really, really very much appreciate it. Other than that, check out our website, gamefixshow.com. There's plenty of articles. You can listen to the podcast right there. You can follow any of our social medias, as well as our Patreon. That is a great way to support the show and to actually become a part of it. Yeah. So you should go do that and have fun doing it. Right. And I think there's only one thing left to do. It's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on CannedAirPodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.